T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Back in it on a Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Nate Taylor today, Ben Maller today, and then it's Friday, baby, and no turning back now. Let's see what the Chiefs get graded this week, as if it matters. A lot of people coming after Pro Football Focus. Most recently, J.J. Watt on Pat McAfee's show.
I'm getting hot.
Oh, I like
keep going.
Hey,
love keep it. Going,
hey,
J.J.
That's how you summon some change.
Exactly.
You know, you got to get passionate.
Personal stories of Uber drivers telling NFL passengers that they break down film for PFF and that they watch the TV copy only and put a grade out after the game.
That Uber driver's
true. You can't watch film on the TV copy and create a grade. You can't break down a person's grade and know what they're supposed to do if you don't know their exact assignment. Like D Butt just said, I know defensive line play unbelievably well. I could not go and grade a game for a player and give him a definitive grade without speaking to him, his coach, the scheme, everything. It's just a fact. PFF has a ton of great stuff. Player grading sucks. Stop putting it out.
He's absolutely right. I've been telling people this for years, and I was looked at as the idiot on the island, and now everybody's coming around and going, oh, yeah, you were right, loudmouth, years ago with semi-pro football out of focus. Spoof. That's exactly what that is. That's the acronym. Semi-pro football out of focus is spoof. It is a lie.
Spoofy season.
Spagnuolo really is the guy who really finally brought this to light a couple of weeks ago.
What grades are you using? That's what everybody uses. The only thing, you know, Chris Collinsworth, I think he's a good dude and he's involved in that company. I don't know how you put a grade on somebody when you don't know actually what their assignment was or what they were being told. So, I don't know. It's like, from our standpoint, I thought Chris in this particular game had a real big effect on the game. They obviously found ways to double him, whether it was two linemen, the running back at times was chipping inside, which you don't see a lot, because that was the Chris Jones effect. A number of times that he didn't get there, but I think he forced the quick throw or step up. So, you know, from my standpoint, I don't remember what Chris's actual grade was, but I know that at the end of the game, I thought the guys up front, Chris included, had a big effect on the way things went.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take a coach's word for it over the Uber driver who's grading the TV game, right? Like that right there is enough that you need to know. We've got to stop listening to this. I was talking to my friend Paul a couple of days ago. He goes, the nerds ruin everything. They're ruining sports. They're ruining AI. All of this kind of stuff. They have. Nerds have ruined baseball. All of these analytic dorks that
ruined
sit around.
AI?
Yeah, well, ruining the world, I guess,
oh,
with
gotcha.
AI.
Yes.
Ruining the world with, I phrased that wrong. Sorry.
yeah,
ruining
yeah,
the
yeah.
world with AI.
Heard.
You
yes.
know, you. But the nerds and the dorks and the dweebs that are up there in these front offices in baseball justifying their jobs by coming up with stats or this pro semi-pro football out of focus, grading people when you don't know what the test was about. It's like it's all crap, and it all muddies the water, and it all has an impact on, I think, some fans, and they believe this stuff is gospel because Chris Collinsworth started a company and started it, and he's the name on this company, and he put it out there, and everybody's like, well, it must be true, and there must be hiring all these scientific experts to grade this stuff and whatnot, and they're not. They're hiring whoever, the Uber driver, which is a great story, grading it off the TV. Like, I can't believe people have looked at this semi-pro football out of focus all these years and thought this was legit information. It's not. It has a good name. They capitalized on that. But it's a fraud. It's a joke. It's nothing, anything different than the three of us sitting around making up grades and coming up with stuff like that. And then you've got these dorks in baseball that are sitting around ruining the game with all of their analytic overdoing it and justifying of jobs in every baseball organization out there right now. Let's get back to the eye test. Let's get back to what's on the field. There's some room for some of this stuff, but I don't need people grading players and telling me what players were doing when they don't know what the assignment was.
Yeah, like, I don't know. You look at the audio we listened to the audio before was J.J. Watt, who is, I think, credible, right? Yeah. I think we could sit there and be like, oh, you guys are just letting these two guys give you an opinion. Okay, well, let's break it down. J.J. Watt, I don't know, probably top five defensive end we've seen in the last 25 years.
Hall of Famer with, like, he could go in yesterday and nobody would have cared that he didn't wait his 5 years type of guy.
That's not a hyperbolic take, is it?
No.
J.J. Watt, right? He won Defensive Player of the Year when Justin Houston had arguably the best season in Kansas City, like, linebacker edge rusher history.
Yeah.
20 and a half sacks or something like that. J.J. Watt. Oh, well, he had 22 and a half sacks, plus he had six touchdowns or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And the other one is Steve Spagnuolo. Right?
Greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
I arrest my case. No further questions, Your Honor. Like, I mean,
I love it.
That's where I'm at. So, like, it'd be one thing if it was, like, McAfee and Dan Orlovsky. No discredit to either one of them. But again, one was a punter, and the other one was a quarterback that ran in the end zone.
Right.
Like, that's where that would be at. And I like both those guys. I really do. I think sometimes Dan's takes are a little bit too analytical, and he's thinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think McAfee's great for what he does and for this industry that is entertainment and sports all in the same nutshell. But this is J.J. Watt and Steve Spagnuolo that are telling you, like, yeah, it's cool that Chris started all this stuff, but they don't really do all of what they're saying they're doing.
Right.
They're giving you a grade based on, did he hit the quarterback? Did he sack quarterback? Not, was he double teamed and chipped by a running back? Like, those are things that when you hear that, you're like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Maybe we're a little too harsh on Chris Jones, because yet he's still getting 83% pressure rate and he's double teamed, triple teamed, yep, and getting chipped by a running back more often than not, which, mm-hmm, as Spag says, that's the Chris effect.
Right.
And then you have J.J. Watt telling you that there's no possible way a guy who is a Hall of Fame, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, one of the best to ever do it in the game of football, and tell you there is no possible way that you could purposely, honestly grade someone's entire game effort and give it a score.
Right, by watching the TV broadcast, right, he said, too. And especially, like, the one thing that really has opened my eyes to this, and I always thought it was a bunch of fraudulent nonsense anyway, but I'm not as eloquent as Steve Spagnuolo when he said, you don't have the questions to the test and you're grading it. How do you know what the answers are going to be? And once I heard that from Steve Spagnuolo, I knew I was right all along in my analysis of semi-pro football out of focus, spoof, as we call it. And I remember, you know, initially having these feelings and being ostracized by a lot of people. How could you not do this? This is, everybody's looking at this. No, I was right years ago about semi-pro football out of focus, and Steve Spagnuolo putting it in those kind of terms really was like the way I've been trying to do it for years. How do we explain that this is kind of fraudulent, right? And Steve Spagnuolo's like, you don't know what the assignment is. You can't grade the outcome if you don't know what that person was supposed to do on that play. And then I was like, that's how you tell everybody this is just a bunch of hot garbage. And it's entertainment. It's no different than Miss Cleo.
It's
really
fodder.
It is. It can be. Maybe it is. But it's no different than watching Miss Cleo on TV, to bring back what we talked about yesterday. It's a psychic. It's made up. It's fake. It's fun to look at.
He had a very average game. 75.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
He missed a couple of holes as a running back. I don't know why she's a leprechaun.
That's the way Miss Cleo talked. You know, that's the way she was. Yeah.
The way she was in Jamaica. I don't know if she was, like, chasing marshmallows in a bowl of cereal. Yeah.
No, but
he doesn't like me Lucky Charms. He likes me Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah,
67.
But for like, they always put on like certain things, like for entertainment purposes only. You know, as their disclaimer. Mm. That's what semi-pro football out of focus should be, for entertainment purposes only. None of this is real. It's all made up. We've all just created it by ourselves. We're like, if you looked at a game and I looked at a game, I guarantee you they would be absolutely different grades too. So it's very subjective and all of that kind of stuff. And for whatever reason, it came into the NFL, and I think because Chris Collinsworth was behind it, and on Sunday Night Football, everybody just assumed this was the way that everybody was doing it now. And it's not. Oh, it's not even close to the way everybody was doing it.
Mahomes, though, he's graded so well.
Yeah. I can see Mahomes is good. I don't need a grade for Patrick Mahomes.
Stop it. Stop it. And yeah, not again.
And honestly, Chris should look at his PFF grading system because he loves Mahomes. Mahomes is 13th.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, look at your grades, Chris.
Well, you know, the reason we put him at 13, Mike, is because Travis is best friend. Stop it. We've heard it. Stop it. Taylor Swift, your favorite number is 13, right? I named my son Jack. That's like 13 syllables. Stop it.
That's funny. I love Patrick Mahomes. You have him graded 13th. Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, exactly. Reasons here, you know, he cut his hair. That's a couple grades off. Yeah. He's not the same killer. Stop it. Yeah.
If you're not going to believe Hall of Fame coaches or players, just look at for yourself. Kenneth Walker had 10 carries for 34 yards and a catch for 3. Bijan Robinson, 19 carries for 176 for 68 on the catches. Walker had a higher PFF grade.
Oh, come on now. You based know, on what?
Because Bijan sounds a lot like Dijon. It's a little too spicy for my sandwich.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Like, come on, dude.
I like a yellow mustard. It's zero calories. Bijan mustard is it's a little too hot, and it's brown. What is it? Yeah. Stop it with the Bijan mustard. No one's asking.
Oh, God.
Kenny Walker seems nice.
That's great. That is fantastic right there. Kenny Walker had a higher PFF grade than. See, exactly. Why are we doing this? Why did anybody think that this was something that was real and something that mattered and something that was truthful? Because I think for about, I don't know, let's say a decade or so, maybe a little bit less than a decade, there have been so many fans and people that have gotten caught up in these PFF grades and have let that determine how they view and how they watch a football game. And it shouldn't. It should not have any impact on literally anything. If you want to come, I can come up with the Fesco scale and start grading people.
Yes.
It's no different than the Chris Collinsworth scale of fake grades and making things up and creating things. And honestly, I guarantee you the PFF ratings have had impact on players as well. You know, people say your PFF 100%. Score sucks and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, people rip players with gambling and stuff like that. I'm sure people are saying your PFF score sucks and people are talking about that and people talk about that inside the locker room. Like, that's just another voice and another piece of noise and another piece of mental anguish, quite honestly, that these players don't need. Because if they feel like they had a good game and they walk in there and somebody goes, your PFF score was low. Wait, what did I do wrong? And now the subconscious is they've got to believe that because people are using that like it's common practice. And it's not. It's a made up situation. It's a made up grade. It's a made up scenario by some Uber driver in his mom's basement.
That's insane. I like the FFS.
F, let's do it.
Fesco's football scores.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
FSS.
FFS.
FFS, yeah. Yeah, you won today, you get 100, you know?
Yeah, yes. Lost, zero.
Zero. 100%. You win, you get 100. You lose, you get a zero. That's why we're here, folks. Win the game, lose the game. Score more points or not. Yes. It's either you win or you don't.
PFF, more like P-I-S-S, am I right?
BBL, stinky.
Here's our piss scoring.
Yeah.
That streams a little to the left. He must have been up all night on a bender. 89. Here's a guy who drank water all day, ate his vitamins. Hey, he's a weakling. 64.
64, yeah.
Mahomes, last week, 22 of 30, 257, 3 passing touchdowns. He had 10 rushes for 32 yards and a rushing touchdown. He had 1 fumble, didn't lose it. He had a QBR of 132.2. He got a 72.
Awesome,
right?
It's perfect.
Right? So stay with me.
You got a C minus.
So stay with me. Stay with me. Okay. So here's another stat line from another quarterback that played this past week.
All right.
His stat line was 15 of 26, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, sacked 4 times, rushed 6 times for 42 yards, His rating was a 72.6. His PFF score was a 71.
No, the same as Patrick Mahomes.
That is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
That's right.
That was Josh Allen. He
and
got
lost.
This and lost and had turnovers and stunk. And Patrick Mahomes was brilliant on Sunday night. If anybody watched the game, I mean, maybe semi-pro football out of focus doesn't watch the games. Yeah, it looks like they don't watch the game. That's incredible right there. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen graded out at the same score on semi-pro football out of focus. You wonder why this thing is a clown show.
Somebody says from the text line, Geno Smith has a higher PFF grade than Mahomes.
Yikes.
Look, I mean, his name's Geno. I mean, I like him so much when I play the game. Uno, I just shout out Geno. I got one card left. Geno.
Maybe he thought it was Alex Smith,
what,
and not Geno Smith, you know?
Exactly right.
I mean, there's got to be something there. But see, this is what we've been talking about. This is why
you get those two confused.
Well, but one plays, one doesn't, right? I mean, you've got a situation where you're looking at, you know, made up stuff, and it's become way too common place in the NFL. And I'm glad Steve Spagnuolo started this campaign. I'm really glad that, you know, J.J. Watt followed up with it as well, and basically letting people know that this is a fraud. This is a joke. This is a clown show. And nobody should be paying attention to the PFF grades.
Oh, by the way, we played yesterday, Chris Long as well.
Get Mahomes quarterback 13 of 32 off my television screen. We're talking about legislation, what our kids shouldn't see at school, what they shouldn't be learning about. Like, should we have political ads on television? I want the PFF scores off the TV as bad as I want political ads off the television, because, like, God forbid there's somebody watching the game who doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Right.
They're going to be badly misguided, brother. 13th best quarterback in the league. I mean, if I was not Nandi, and maybe he earned it this year, but I would sue. I'd be in Chris Collinsworth's backyard, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be at the window.
It's like that guy that left me a voicemail. That's Chris Long.
Yeah, but I mean, again,
this message
one.
Brought to you by
Chris
BSS.
Long. Yeah.
I mean, I'm BSS and I approve this message.
It's unbelievable, though. Like, you got Chris Long this week. You've got, you know, J.J. Watt this week. You had Steve Spagnuolo a couple of weeks ago. People are over it. And I think that's good. I think we're going to see a groundswell of support to ban the nerds from sports. All the sports, fire the nerds. Get rid of them all. They're ruining the game.
Something that's going to ruin a lot of people's game this weekend is the Chiefs wide receiver core.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the biggest attribute that this hello. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, a little fired up.
Your radio grade now is going to go to 68. that's a rookie move. Let your face hit the microphone.
Hit the headphone on the microphone. 68.
Bob had a really good take. 10,000 views. 61. But no, I think when you look at this wide receiver core, they are all talented in their own way. But I think the one way they all share the same talent is that there's no true ego that stands out above any of the others. Are they egos? Or are there egos? Absolutely.
You got to have
an ego. You have to when you play that position, because you got a cornerback barking your face all day long. You got people trying to take your head off. You play for a team that everybody hates, including, national media players. They don't like you. So you got to have a little bit of an ego when you come to this Kansas City roster, especially at wide receiver, where you have the 13th best quarterback in the league throwing you the ball. And I love it because you look at what the saying is, EGE. By the way, that shirt is available for you if you want to get it. 96.5 The Fan's going to get those out. Follow us on Instagram to see where you can get those t-shirts at. And I think the thing that's crazy about the EGE, the acronym of Everybody's Going to Eat, is the fact that it's true to their words, right? Like, I really don't think Xavier Worthy would ever get flustered or upset if in the next 2 weeks – Rashee Rice has 8 catches in both games, 120 yards and 2 total touchdowns in the next 2 weeks, both games, right? Just goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And Xavier Worthy has 4 for 55 and, you know, 2 jet sweeps for 31 yards. This team literally is unified as a vibe in that receiver room, and it's anchored by, again, we'll talk to Mitch about this on Friday, the door hinge and Juju Smith-Schuster, right? Juju can be a dog, or Juju can be like your hype man. And you got Hollywood Brown, who's like, I'm just happy to be here, man. Like, I know what this is. This is a short-lived run with a very good team that's going to boost my morale and my career if I ever go anywhere else. You look at Xavier Worthy. I'm happy to be drafted by this team, right? Buffalo traded up. There's a little bit of fire for me. Now I'm balling for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then there's Rashee Rice, who has a public perception of people don't like me because of what I've done, but I've also gotten myself better. Like, if you really want to know my Richard of the Week early, it's Ryan Leaf. But if you missed that yesterday, wow.
Did he go off on Rashee Rice or something?
The one guy that can't talk about Rashee Rice went off about Rashee Rice. Oh, it's wild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look up Ryan Leaf on Twitter. And so I think that's the best part about this unit, right? Because what does Philadelphia worry about? Is A.J. Brown going to get the ball?
That's right.
Not our not as Goddard, is Brown, is Devontae Smith. Are they going to get all back on the same page? It's, well, we got to make sure that A.J. Brown gets his, right? But you don't see that in Kansas City. And I think that's probably one of the best qualities this wide receiver unit has, is the vibe as a whole, that they are EGE together and they are this team that's like, we don't care who's the guy because you don't know who it's going to be, and that's more fun for us.
Well, and it's awesome that way, that you have the ability to have players to do that. And that starts with Andy Reid, right? You know, the EGE, everybody going to eat. That starts with Andy Reid, and that starts with Patrick Mahomes as well. Both of those guys as the leader, making sure that these guys know, hey, this is not about individuals. It is about the team as a whole. And when the team as a whole does good, everybody does good. Look at how many people on this team right now have benefited from the successes of the organization, right? Even the trainer now is in commercials, right? We got Julie in commercials right now. Megan too, yeah. He does sports. I love that drop, by the way. We got to find that. But she's even in commercials now. That's how big this thing has gotten here. And it's gotten here because of team success, not individual successes. And if you're willing to put your individual records aside and don't worry about that kind of stuff, you're going to be part of a winner. You're going to make money. You can stay here forever. You can be in commercials. You can do all this kind of stuff and have the ability to kind of cash in because you bought into this team mentality. It's no secret with Tyreek Hill. He wanted money. He was no longer buying into the team mentality. They got rid of him. They don't have anybody on this team that is a me guy. And if you become a me guy, well, they send you away. You see it happen, you know, quite frankly, a lot. We saw it with the defensive back, Marcus Peters, back in the day, right? Me. Look at me. All right, you're out of here. You're not focused on the team. It's all about moving this team forward, and it's unbelievable that these guys buy in, but they buy in because they do see the success. You know, it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the rules came first because Andy Reid came in and said, this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be about the team. It's not going to be about me, and it's not going to be about the individual. If you're all about you and the individual, get the F out of here. We don't have room for you here in Kansas City. You're buying into the team concept, and that's what we want. And all these guys have bought into the team concept. It's unbelievable that that's leadership. That's the veteran leadership of not only Mahomes, but Andy Reid and his presence on this organization.
Jeremy Fowler asked Andy Reid about what we can expect from Rashee Rice.
Coach, Jeremy Fowler reported earlier that there's not going to be any plans for ramping up Rashee Rice. You're going to give him as much as you possibly can. Can you confirm anything about that, or is there some sort of plan for getting him steadily back into the offense?
Well, he's going to play. I mean, how many snaps he gets, ask Jeremy, he'll tell you.
Spicy Andy, baby.
Andy was spicy yesterday, guys. He really was. Like, that was a spicy, spicy press conference yesterday. Ask Jeremy, he'll tell you. Like, do you really need to ask Andy Reid? Like, when has Andy Reid ever eased anybody back into the situation, right? Remember that song, ease on down the road, right? Mac doesn't remember that song, I'm sure, but it's a great song.
I just acted like I did.
You did? It was from The Wiz back in the day.
I didn't see the Michael Jackson version.
The Michael Jackson, yeah.
So about that song?
Did you know that song? Oh,
yeah,
you do?
Course.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
cool.
From The Wiz? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was from The Wiz, right?
Okay.
Nobody beats The Wiz. So it was ease on down the road, right? They're not easing anybody into this offense. They never have. You're back. You're ready to go. You're full go.
Yep.
There's never been. And so Jeremy Fowler has that report. They're not going to ease him back in. Yeah, we know that. But whoever asked that question, man, that's unbelievable. Jeremy Fowler said, and Andy Reid's going, who the hell is Jeremy Fowler, and why do I care what he has to say about how I'm going to use Rashee Rice? So if you want to know, yeah, Jeremy knows. You just ask him.
Yeah, ask Jeremy. He's got it.
Andy, that's I love great. It.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kansas City once had a team called the Wiz.
That's right. That was the Wizard. It was the Wiz, then the Wizards, and now Sporting. And they had to change it because of the store, the Wiz. I think there was a little bit of a lawsuit infringement there. Oh. And then the Wiz went out of business like weeks later. And then the Wizards, you know.
You can give somebody else the rest of the week off, even though it's only Thursday. A.J. Brown is reading a new book on the sideline, One Man Dynasty, written by Gary Myers.
That's good. I like that.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.